Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, happy Fat Mascara interview day. This is such a treat, everyone. Hi, I'm Jessica.
I'm Jen. Hi, guys.
All right, we have the one, the only Victoria Beckham here today, and she is joined by Sarah Creel. She is the co-founder of Victoria Beckham Beauty. I mean, Jen, can you believe this?
No, and I can't believe I wasn't able to do the interview with you guys.
I know. I can't.
It happened a little bit earlier this year, and I was having it was a rough week for me. I wasn't able to join you, but I knew Jess would bring it home for you.
Oh,
however,
I hope so.
I had a little guilt afterwards, and I did some homework for everybody, talked to the lovely people over at Victoria Beckham Beauty.
Yes.
And they are offering you guys a discount code before Jess gets into the interview. A discount code, and we're doing a giveaway. So listen up. From now, when this drops, you're listening right now, until July 10th, so for a month, you're going to get 10% off Victoria Beckham Beauty. The products are
crazy.
Just use the code FATMASCARA, all one word, at checkout for 10% off. Then, if you're not in the mood to buy something right now, free stuff. They gave us one of the VB, the Victoria Beckham Beauty Bags. Jess, this thing is gorgeous. I know I can't be entered. Like, legally, I probably can't win this. But let me tell you what's in it. It has the Bitten Lip Tint and Armor. This works on every skin tone. It's actually crazy. Lid Luster, Smoky Eye Brick, Cell Rejuvenating Priming Moisturizer, and the Cell Rejuvenating Power Serum, all in this little bag. It's so cute. We're going to post that on our Instagram. When you see the picture of it on our Instagram, you could go check right now if you're listening. Maybe it's already up. I'm going to put it up the day after the podcast. Like it. Follow us on Instagram. You'll be entered to win, and then we'll mail you out one of those to one of our lucky listeners. What a nice treat. Thank you, Sarah and Victoria, for that.
So that is a really nice treat, and her products are gorgeous. We've talked about them. We love them, and I just congrats in advance to whoever gets that really nice bag. Okay, so I don't really think I need to give a massive introduction here, but just for tradition, sure. Okay. Victoria Beckham, you know her. She is a singer. Maybe you've heard of her little group. It's called the Spice Girls. She's also a mega fashion designer and the co-founder of Victoria Beckham Beauty. Sarah Creel is awesome. She is just a powerhouse. She is the co-founder of the brand and a longtime beauty executive. She's worked at Estee Lauder, Tom Ford Beauty, and Bobbi Brown. We had an amazing conversation. We had a lot of fun. I'm so sorry that Jen wasn't there. That was the only downside, but we laughed. We talked about
why the two of them started this incredible brand. We talked about Victoria's opinions and thoughts on beauty, how they've evolved, and really just, you know, what it's like, the two of them working as a duo and like a power duo, and, you know, how they work together and, you know,
just kind like of another power duo, yeah, people might know.
I'm so intrigued by partnerships, and, you know, they have an incredible partnership. So it was a really cool
Jess
conversation.
And Jen, just like Victoria Beckham and Sarah Creel.
It could happen.
I love this interview. You did such an amazing job. There were so many interesting little tidbits.
I had fun, and I really would like to think that they had fun too. I don't know, but I had a great time, and it just kind of flew by. So thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you so much, Victoria. This was really just a treat for me, and hopefully you guys will enjoy it. I'm very interested in business partnerships and in, you know, really successful ones. Obviously, you know, my partner, unfortunately, is not here today, Jennifer, but I've called her Jennifer. That's so formal, Jen. But I'm really fascinated that you both have this really successful, really amazing creative partnership. And I'm curious how the two of you knew it was going to work.
Well, we worked together when I did a collaboration with Estee Lauder. Gosh, right. How many years ago was that now?
Like, wow. Six.
Like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was very excited to be doing this collaboration. You know, I've always been obsessed with all things beauty related, you know, makeup, yeah, and skincare. So it was very, very exciting for me to be asked to do this by Estee Lauder. And it was super, super successful, really, really successful. And I loved working with Sarah. And we just clicked right away, didn't,
yeah,
we?
I really did.
We got on very well. I loved working with her. I felt so inspired every single day. Mm-hmm. We had so much fun doing it. And what we realized was that there was a real appetite for Victoria Beckham beauty, mm-hmm, because it was such a success. But we wanted to create a beauty brand of the future, really focusing on sustainability, inclusivity, clean formulas were very, very important to us. And we knew that if we wanted to do that, we had to do it on our own, really join forces and do it on our own. And it was a bit, yeah, scary to,
yes, yes,
to do that, right?
It was a leap, for sure. But we just had so much fun also, you know? I mean, I think that was one of the keys because, you know, to me, as I get older, I value, you know, really every day so much more than I did when I was younger. Mm. And if I'm not doing something that's, I'm having a good time, that I feel is meaningful, that is maybe leaving things a little bit better than the way I found them, yeah, I'm not that interested, to be honest. Mm. And with Victoria, I knew that she would be a partner who would, you know, well, she has a huge passion for beauty, and I knew she would give it her all. You know, she would work as hard as I would. And that was just clear from the moment I met her.
That was what I was going to ask. Was it instantaneous, mm-hmm, or was it like, mm-hmm, you were having conversations in the boardroom and then you were walking back, you know, from the meeting and having a bit more of a chat? Like, I'm just curious how that bond was formed.
Well, I think that Sarah was probably quite surprised. You know, the first development meeting that we had, you know, Sarah turned up at my house. I was living in LA at the time, and I had an entire dining room table full of makeup that I've collected, yeah, over the years, or little samples that makeup artists have made for me, or little stubs of really old lip liners that I'd found that I loved that had been discontinued. And I really knew what I wanted to create and what, for me personally, I couldn't find and what I desired in my makeup bag. And I think that Sarah was just very surprised that actually I wasn't just expecting to put my name on product. I wanted to be very involved with the development of, yep, everything.
Yeah.
And getting the lab, you know, I've been into the labs with Sarah and loved every minute of it, and how I genuinely was obsessed with the size of pigments that go into eyeshadows and all you know, all the kind of stuff that really, really interests me. Mm-hmm. And so from the first day of working together, we really clicked. And Sarah is obviously so experienced in product development and everything beauty related. And I was so, I felt so, so blessed to be working with Sarah and to be learning from her. You know, I feel like a sponge. Every day I learn so much from Sarah. And it was just a great experience. It was a lot of fun,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And the product we were both so, so proud of. And the customer really, really wanted it. It was very, very successful. And that was the start of what is proving to be a very exciting journey, if you like.
Yeah. And I can imagine, Sarah, it must have been really exciting for you to meet a creator, you know, a public figure, a celebrity creator who was so well-informed, so passionate, and really had a point of view. I can just imagine mm-hmm. going over to her place and being like, wait, oh, so you actually... You're quite passionate.
Care.
You really know your stuff. Right, exactly. Not just like, sure, that looks good. That's cute. You know, like, what do you need from me? Okay, bye. You
exactly.
Know.
Yes, yes. I mean, this is not my first, celebrity, I would say, rodeo, you know?
Yeah.
And I did not know what to expect the first time that I was meeting Victoria.
Yeah.
I was so absolutely thrilled when I walked in, and I mean, I couldn't believe it. I was blown away. I was more than surprised. And, you know, because it was literally, I mean, it's a dining room table that you can imagine is as big as a dining room table that Victoria Beckham would have. and it was filled with beauty products. And these were things that Victoria had collected over like 15 years. It wasn't that she had just thrown something together because I was coming.
Yeah.
It was so clear that it was a lifelong passion. And she took me through every single product that she had, and she explained what she liked about it, what she didn't like about it, what she wished was different. And I just thought to myself, you know, okay, this is somebody that I can work with and that I really want to work with, because if you do anything creative, you know that there's a limit to your own creativity. And if you're open to somebody else's creative process, that you can make something even better.
Completely.
And that's what I feel like happens all the time with Victoria and me.
Over the years of being in the Spice Girls, you know, I've been so fortunate to work with the best makeup artists in the industry and see so many pictures of myself and how my personal style in both fashion and beauty has evolved. And people always say, do you look back at pictures and do you cringe at the heavy lip liner from the 90s and the skinny, skinny eyebrows of the 90s and being so exhausted when you're on tour that you kind of overload with blusher to compensate for the fact that you look a little bit tired. And I don't cringe at any of those pictures. I look back at them and I think it's been a journey. I have learned so much. And that really does influence the product that I want to develop, if you like. You know, I have learned so much. And working with such incredible makeup artists over the years, I've had the best products from the best brands in front of me, hence why I wanted to create what I couldn't find. You know, it's never about copying what anybody else is doing. It's what is missing. What do I desire that I can't find?
Right.
And clean is very, very important to both myself and Sarah. And when I started really trying to educate myself with regards to clean, it was such a gray area. And it took a long time.
Yeah, I definitely want to talk about clean, but I also just want to back up really quickly to the celebrity aspect. You know, with talking about so many celebrity lines, I mean, Jen and I laugh because every single week we do, you know, we do two shows a week, and one of the shows is more of a newsy show, what's going on in the beauty world. And we laugh because like one or two of the items is a new celebrity launch, you know, whether it's, you know, Cardi B is launching something or, you know, Sarah, you must, you know, I certainly am not asking you to comment on any specific brands, but you must know what it takes to make a celebrity brand become really a brand like Victoria's in your line, which is, you know, I don't look at it as a celebrity brand. I look at it as like a legitimate, you know, beauty brand, like one that's here to stay, not like, oh, this is a buzzy, like, did you see that? You know, it's just a line versus a celebrity line. What do you think are some of the elements that are critical? And like, how do you distill a person into a brand? I mean, it's they're kind of two questions, but it's just such a big topic that fascinates me.
Well, I think in this day and age, there needs to be authenticity. There just does. And because of social media, of course, people have a greater appetite for what the real deal is behind the curtain, you know, so to speak. And if there's nothing there, they will smell that. And so it's really fascinating what's going on in beauty because really it tends to be such a profitable business that there's a lot of investors who are moving into the sector. And it's fascinating for me to see it because my ex-husband is in music and he said, you know, just because you can listen to a record, it doesn't mean you can make one. And it's also true in beauty. Just because you can put on blush, you know, doesn't mean you can make it. You have to really be like Victoria, who's passionate and a sponge. Like when she says she's a sponge, she's a sponge. She's asking me questions all the time. What type of formula is this? What do you mean by volatile? You know, we have these conversations all the time. And that kind of hunger and interest and authenticity comes through. And you cannot fake it.
And that takes time, doesn't it?
Yes.
Like you can't like show up for a few meetings.
No.
And I kind of did it in a back to front way because don't forget, I was one of the first ever celebrities with my husband to have a fragrance.
Right.
I don't know how many years
remember,
ago that
I remember
was,
the two fragrances. Yeah.
I want to say it was gosh, it was probably 15, 16, maybe even 17 years ago. It was a long, long time ago. And we had a celebrity fragrance. At the same time, I was working for other brands as a designer, lots of license deals, and freelancing as a designer. And because the Coty fragrance that we had together was so successful, financially, I was then in a position to create my own fashion brand, if you like. And everybody said at that point, you know, oh gosh, you were a pop star. You're never going to be taken seriously in the fashion industry. And it was never about proving anything to anybody other than myself. I knew I had a point of view. I knew that what I had to offer was authentic. And so I did prove that actually I could be taken seriously in the fashion industry. And then from fashion, we went into makeup. And so when I went into makeup with Estée Lauder, I was coming off the back of having a successful fashion brand.
Right.
So I kind of did it a little bit back to front, but I have so much respect for anybody that is doing this. Mm-hmm. You know, celebrities that are doing, whether it's fashion or beauty, you know, anybody who's working hard, anybody who has a point of view, you know, it's not easy, it's really not easy. And there's room for everybody. And I think myself and Sarah both like to support anybody who's working hard, especially women that are out there working hard. There's nothing better than girls supporting girls, you like.
Absolutely.
Well, that was, it's certainly the DNA of, you know, Spice Girls and, and you know, Victoria Beckham. So let's go back to your line. You know, you started to hit upon clean beauty and, you know, clean was a big, you know, tenet of your line from the start. There's a lot of conversation. I don't think I'm telling you anything new about clean and what that means, because it is very malleable in the industry. What does it mean to Victoria Beckham?
You know, when myself and Sarah decided to do this on our own and we were brainstorming, you know, why do we want to do this on our own? Why don't we want to do this with one of the giants?
Biggies.
It was because clean was very important. And when we were discussing it and when I was trying to educate myself, you know, it's a real gray area. You know, I find myself, I was in New York, I was walking around the department stores and I was approaching the people that worked the different makeup
just on your own? just like walking around on my own.
Just
sex.
Yeah, exactly. Just trying to do a little bit of research. Just, you know, going up to the different counters.
There must have been some day for the salespeople.
Well, it was just very interesting because when I was asking, you know, about what ingredients are in different products, people didn't really know. And it took a lot of time and a lot of research to really get my head around that subject. Mm-hmm. And I was putting lots of really nasty stuff on my face and I didn't realize, to be honest with you. And so then I realized that we were really onto something very interesting. And the challenge for the development team was, how do we create the ultimate in luxury, beautiful formulas, products that really work and products that perform and do what we need? How do we create that without compromising, but taking out these dangerous products, right?
Taking out things that are not great for you. And and to be clear, the FDA bans only about 11 ingredients. And in the EU, the INCI legislation bans about 1,800.
Right.
And so it's a very different set of standards that we're dealing with. So in the US, the idea of clean is quite a bit more resonant and necessary than it actually is in the EU, because the regulations are stronger there. But even within the EU, like what I like to compare this to, we just launched a mascara called Future Lash. And we did development from the very beginning, the very first step, getting into polymers that are plant-based. So even though there are polymers that are like, they're polymers that you can use both in the US and in the EU, you just wouldn't want to if you knew. If you had a choice, you wouldn't want to use a polymer that you would use like in an old-fashioned hairspray, for example, to hold the curl and the lift on your lashes. Instead, with a little work and you know, some direction and some collaboration with the chemists, we found a polymer that's based on jojoba. And so it's a plant-based polymer. So there's a lot of gray area still, and that, you know, we just try to make it as good for you as possible.
So Victoria Beckham Beauty is all about, if I'm understanding correctly, like the most good for you, the most botanical, the most gentle, like the most modern, like moving away from whatever we've done in the past.
Yeah. And not necessarily botanical, I wouldn't say.
Oh, okay.
Because
all right.
Just to be clear, because
I heard the jojoba and I got excited.
Yes. No, well, part of what we are vetting for also is the sustainability of the ingredients and the resource. So we make sure that things, you know, we know where they're coming from, and we're not using anything that's, you know, really plundering the earth.
In order to make a formulation.
And so that means that things that are synthesized in a lab are often the best way to go. You know, so they can be super sustainable, very clean, you know, good for you, et cetera. So
clean doesn't necessarily mean, to Victoria Beckham, it doesn't necessarily always mean all natural. If something is in the lab, that actually is more sustainable for the earth, let's go with that ingredient.
And efficacious.
Right.
We're always looking at efficacy. I mean, my background as a product developer, I am Victoria and I are really like the harshest critics I know in terms of product performance. And so nothing is going to get past us if it isn't better than what we've already experienced. It has to be better, period.
And I was personally really surprised at how things can be clean. We do always use the hashtag not perfect, right? Because we are always trying to better ourselves. But how you really can create the ultimate in luxury, beautiful products, products that work, you know, our skincare really works. And I always thought that if things were clean, they were a little bit, not silly, but a little bit fluffy. I never realized that I would actually be totally satisfied with them, if you like.
I understand.
And that is what has
like, do you
really
want clean and do you want it to work?
Me.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Well,
yeah.
Exactly. And what we have proven is actually it's more challenging for the development team. Of course mm-hmm. it is, mm-hmm. but it's doable. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're so proud of. And I think, you know, not just with the formulas, but, you know, we always say this is about being kind to ourselves, kind to the environment, kind to the planet. So really mm-hmm. focusing on sustainability as well with regards to our packaging, mm-hmm. you know, using minimal plastics, 100% mm-hmm. post-consumer waste with our outer packaging as well, you know.
Mm-hmm. We had this sort of fork in the road in our development where I had done all of the research. The team and I had done this huge amount of research on ingredients that were kind of in the yes list as well as on the no list. And so we had this conversation with Victoria about, well, what do we do with this? As you can imagine, it took a lot of time. It took a lot of money. It took a lot of resources to create this library, if you will, of ingredients that we were going to use and not use. And I asked Victoria, you know, this is a competitive advantage. What do you want to do with it? Do you remember this conversation? Yeah. Mm-hmm. And she said, you know, I was so confused in that moment in that department store, and nobody knew how to help me. Mm-hmm. And I had nowhere to turn for answers. And I really think we should publish this. I think this should mm-hmm. be on our website. And I was like, okay, we're going to take a page from Elon Musk and we're going to publish everything. And she's like, yes. And I said, all right. And so on our website, you can go on our list and you see not only what we don't use, which a lot of brands do, they have their, you know, their no list, but more importantly, I think, is the yes list. And these are every single ingredient. It's every single ingredient that we use published. And then we explain what does it do in the formula, because Victoria really wanted to have people not only be our consumers who, you know, were buying our things, but be able to have a reference point that they could look at products they already had and look at the ingredient listing and see what was in it.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's so much information out there, but like people are really struggling to understand what they, you know, they need kind of a glossary. They need
information.
They're just struggling for information. Yeah. They're mm-hmm. struggling for information.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
What's interesting about Victoria Beckham Beauty is that it's like a real hybrid of like the ultimate luxury brand, but you're also talking about sustainability. And something that I think is really kind of just like cute and funny is that you do, Victoria, like talk about, you reference your posh past, which I always thought that maybe was something that you would, I would be, and if I didn't see that you were doing that, I would not mention it on this interview. Cause I would think like, oh, she doesn't want to talk about that. Or like, you know, that's her past life, but you do have a little bit of a joke about it, like on your website and in your products. How does that kind of play into, you know, the brand now? Is it just something that you'd give like a little wink to, but, or is it something that you embrace?
You know, I'm so respectful of my past and the other Spice Girls, and I like to have fun with that. You know, I think the Spice Girls take people back to a time where they had fun. It was about being okay.
It's a different time.
And, you know what? Accepting who you are, you know, just trying to be the best version of who you are, having fun, you know, letting yourself go. And you know, for me, it's about celebrating that and having fun with that. And so when we came up with posh lipsticks, you know, right at the beginning, I said to Sarah, gosh, I've been searching for the perfect nude lip for as long as I can remember. Everybody claims to do a perfect nude, but it's always too mauve or it's too brown or it's too pale. You know, I can't find the perfect nude. And Posh Spice was very known for her posh nude lip. And I used to make
I love that you say her.
Howling.
Like it's this other, you know, distant character. I love that.
For her. And she used to mix so many different nudes to get the perfect nude lip to go with the smoky eye. And obviously being inclusive is very important to Victoria Beckham Beauty. So I wanted to create, or we wanted to create, the perfect nude lip for every single woman out there, no matter what skin tone she has. Mm-hmm. And I just said to Sarah, let's just call it Posh Lipstick, because it was something that Posh was so known for, that nude lip. And I think that everything we do is very tasteful, it's very sophisticated, it's very chic. The packaging is just incredible. Every time you pull out one of our compacts or you pull out one of our lipsticks, you feel proud to own that piece, because it is just the ultimate in luxury at a great price point. But you feel very, inspired, shall we say, every time you look at our packaging. But that's not to say that you can't have fun as well. Yeah. And it's always about personality and humor and fun and embracing the journey. And there will probably be more of it, you know?
I liked that bit of humor in it. I really did. Because I didn't, you know, I do think of Victoria Beckham as not as like serious, like, oh, it's so serious brand. But it is like, you know, it's luxury, you know, and luxury is not a category that I would ever say is known for like it's, you know, like one-liners, you know, it's not really a humorous category. And but when you did that, I thought like, oh, we're seeing a little bit of a different side of you that I really liked.
And I agree, you know, we do take ourselves very seriously with everything that we've just been talking about, clean and sustainability and luxury. Yeah. But you know, come on, life's too short.
Yeah.
You know, this is beauty, and this is fashion. So yes, we're on a bit of a mission. We're banging on that clean drum and that sustainability drum. But let's have fun as well.
Totally.
My goodness, look
it.
At what we've been through in the last year and a half, ladies. I mean, come on.
Come on.
And people,
we gotta have fun where we can find it.
Exactly. And people are shopping, you know, beauty and fashion, like, you know, I understand like why brands are taking on these heavier topics and really urgent topics like sustainability. They can't ignore them. And if they do, they're in trouble, you know, for in a million different ways. But I don't know. I liked it personally. So you mentioned fashion. I'm curious, how do you, you know, you have to split your time. I don't know how, you know, like in the pie chart of your life, I don't know how you split the time, but how do you feel creatively this is different than working on your fashion line. I kind of want to ask you if it's more fun, but I'm being a little bit biased.
Do you know, I mean, very similar. I feel like I have two daughters. I have fashion and beauty, and I love them
equally.
That's
funny. Yeah.
You know, with fashion, it was always about creating what I couldn't find. Started with dresses, you know, the perfect dress, perfect day dress, the perfect night dress. And it's the same with beauty. It's about creating what I want for my makeup bag. And I split my time between the two. What I love about beauty is you know, we're a very small team of real entrepreneurs. You know, I have the most incredible team, the most talented team, the most experienced team. But we're a startup, right?
Yeah, we are a startup. There is no question that we are a startup. And we have a team of, we have a team of 10.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It doesn't look like that from the outside. The
I know. And
look
people,
like that.
I know. I mean, people do not think that. They do not think that. They think that we're this massive company. I actually had somebody ask me if we were part of another big company the other day.
Oh, wow.
And they were like, how's it working with them? And I'm like, nope, that's not. Nope, we're just ourselves.
And you're getting that product all over the world. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But the fact that I was so lucky to have such an incredible team that are so experienced, believe in me and Sarah and our mission. I mean, Sarah went from a really big, shiny, glamorous office to one that is not quite like that, right? Because you believed in it. And right?
the first time that I called Victoria from the WeWork, where we had our office at the time. I mean, we've been working remotely now for obviously over a year.
You and Victoria were like going into a WeWork and like, you know.
Oh, yeah. Victoria came in. Yeah.
Stop
Victoria
it.
Came into the WeWork. Yeah. Yep. Just sashayed right on in. And
did you go get your coffee, the two of it, tea, whatever? You guys go and get your little tea at the tea station?
Well, Victoria, no, because Victoria being Victoria, she's one of the most considerate people I've ever met. And she showed up with like macaron and coffees for everybody, for the team. And so
they meant everybody at the WeWork. Just
everybody.
Just the team.
Well, it was hilarious because nobody at the WeWork, I knew she was coming. And the team knew she was coming, but nobody else at the WeWork knew she was coming.
Oh my gosh.
Other than like the office manager. And so he picks her up from the back elevator kind of thing. And she walks through the floor, and you know, if you've ever been in a WeWork, you know that all of the window, the whole thing is clear.
Yeah, it's glass.
You know,
glass,
there are
glass.
Right, it's
yeah.
all glass, and you just saw people's heads pop up. Like, wait a minute, is that Victoria Beckham?
Oh,
is that
so
Victoria
funny.
Beckham walking by? So yeah, that was so funny.
Do you hate that, Victoria? I've got to ask you just really quickly, and then we'll get back to the brand. Like, does that must really bug you out, right?
No, I mean, Not at all.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'm quite looking for. I mean, look, we haven't really been out a lot in a year, so I'd give anything to wander into that WeWork right now. I cannot wait to get back in the WeWork with everyone. I can't wait to get back in the lab and put on my lab coat with everybody. You know,
that's
I think
right,
that we are all longing to be
I
back
know.
There. But
you'll be
but,
the
you
first
know,
one at the WeWork.
I'll be the first
reporting
one there
from
with
duty.
With the macarons and the coffee.
But you were saying that like it's a small team. Sorry, I took you off track.
Yeah.
It's a very small team.
It's a very, very small team that really believe in me and Sarah and our mission. And, you know, everybody took a risk coming to work with us. And I think that things are getting
office.
So exciting. Sorry?
It was about the shiny office. When I called you the first time from the WeWork phone booth.
Oh yes, I've seen those. Yes.
Oh my god! And I called Victoria, and I was like, I have to put you on FaceTime. You have to see this where I'm calling you from right now. And she said to me, she goes, "Okay, seriously." She goes, "I just want to thank you because obviously you so believe in me that you are sitting in that box right now."
Oh my god!
She's like, she goes, "It's really quite a testament." And it's true.
That's
I mean,
really sweet.
I always have believed in Victoria and her vision. And And so does the team, you know?
Well, I couldn't do what I do if I didn't have such a great team. And I think things are so exciting. I mean, and every day getting more and more exciting as we reach more and more women around the world. And we're only just starting to scratch the surface, if you like. We have so much more to say, mm-hmm. so many more territories to reach right mm-hmm. now, right? And we've built the whole thing. What we have built with our website, for mm-hmm. example, when you think that we were 1 year old in September
right.
and to be in the position that we are in mm-hmm. right now and have the community that we have
yeah.
right now mm-hmm. is incredible.
What are some like chances that I know you don't want to, you can't give away like your big plans or anything, but you know, you did skincare, I'm sure you have some more, you know, products that you want to roll out, but you mentioned like, you know, how things are evolving and the community you're building. What are some other things that you might want to roll out or some chances you might want to take?
I mean, there's so much that we want to do. I mean, every day I'm like, Sarah, now we need to do this. Now we need to do that. I mean, there's so much that we want yeah. to do in both beauty and skincare.
Is there anything on your wish list you can share?
We had a development meeting yesterday, and I mean, we know what we're doing. We've got an idea right up until the end of 2023. So
wow.
we've got products mm-hmm. lined up. Mm-hmm. I don't know what we can disclose. And
if you can't say, I understand. I don't want Sarah coming. And I know yeah. she. I don't know if she knows where I live, but I don't want to get get a call later. But you've got a lot of exciting things you want to do. I'm very excited about the evolution of your brand. One thing that I was thinking about, and you know, I was thinking about people who are like the face of a brand in. You know, like these times. And it used to be kind of, and I'm sure that you both have observed this. It used to be like, oh, you have to be sort of elusive and like super aspirational to be seen as like, you know, a success. And now it almost feels like you have to be, this is me saying this. You don't have to agree with this, obviously, but I feel like it's like, now you got to spill your guts out. You've got to be super relatable. You need to be taking selfies. This is what I eat for breakfast. This is where I work out. This is blah, blah, blah. And then I don't know if there's a middle ground that one could strike, but what's interesting about you, Victoria, is I feel like you've built your success on really being quite discreet and keeping your private life private, but still, I don't know, so people still feel close to you. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out what my question is, but I'm wondering if like, as your brand gets bigger, if you kind of feel like you have to open up more or if you're good where you are.
I feel good where I am. You know, I'm very much a girl's girl. So mm-hmm. I love to share tips and things like that with my community, whether that's fashion or whether that's mm-hmm. beauty. I'm a working mom. I love to show that side as well. I'm proud of my children, as all moms are proud of their children.
Yeah.
I feel very blessed to have the family that I have. And I like to show a bit of that through social media. I like to have fun through social media. You know, I think up until we had Instagram and Twitter and blah, 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 you know, people very much had this impression that I was the moody one that never smiled, right? Because that's how it looked in paparazzi pictures. And that was the picture that the media painted of me.
Did that annoy you?
It didn't annoy me. It's fine. I mean, listen, I'm 46. I'm 46 years old. You know, I don't care too much about that sort of thing. It didn't
yeah.
bother me, but
yeah.
it wasn't particularly accurate. But that was how the media wanted to paint the picture of me. And I get it. Maybe clothes look better when you walk along and you're not smiling. That's what I always say. Mm-hmm. Fashion's better when you don't smile, even though I happen to smile quite a lot when I'm not being photographed. But I think that the great thing about social media is that you can show who you really are and you can share that with your community.
Yeah.
And you can, you know, I love to work with the community when we're developing product as well, for example.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, mm-hmm. our Bitten Lip Tint, we created a colour that was incredible, but we wanted to follow that up with something else, but we wanted to know what our community wanted.
Yeah.
What they really, really want, if you know what I mean. I've got a bit of a Spice Girls lyric thrown in there for you. Give them what they want, what they really, really want. There we go. I'm going to own it. There you go. Yes. There's that personality. But I think that it's great that I have this platform that I can then use to reach out to the community to say, hey, what do you want? I mean, I remember years ago when I was younger, before I was in the Spice Girls, and for a bit of extra money, I used to do market research. I don't even know if I've ever told you this.
Okay.
But I used to literally go and do market research, and I remember used to get paid. You should get to, it wasn't a lot of money. I mean, it was nothing. I would go and I would sit in a room and I would. Oh gosh, I don't, it could be anything. It could be talking about, you know, any kind of product. And they would just ask the opinion of sort of like a group of people, if you like. It was exactly that, just market research. And then you'd get your money in like a little brown envelope. You know, it was nothing. Yeah. It was not a lot of money at all. But the fact that I can reach out to my community and I have such an enormous following, like over 28, 29 million followers, something like that. And I can say, hey, what do you want? That's pretty powerful. And to be able to use my platform to do that is quite incredible.
Are you,
and then give people what they want.
Are you ever, is there like a follower or like a segment of your audience that's ever surprised you? Like, I love that I'm reaching this lady in, you know, Tulsa or, you know, something like that.
I mean, I don't read a lot. I don't really read a lot of the comments. To
How about
be honest,
the man who wrote you that letter?
What man?
Do you remember the man? It was during the skincare launch, and he had heard that you had a new product that was I don't even think he used the word collaboration, but between you and Professor Augustinus Botter, and his wife had told him about it. And he didn't have any internet, so he wrote to you.
Oh my God!
Yeah,
do you remember that?
So on it, that was very, very sweet.
It was super sweet, and that was surprising.
And that was surprising. And we sent him. And I think he said something like, "You know, I can't really afford to buy," but something like that. Mm-hmm. So we sent him everything, which
That's
was
beautiful.
Very, very sweet and very touching. Do you know?
He was like 90.
Wow.
Yeah. Every now and then, if I do read any comments, you know what? There's a lot of very sweet, kind people out there. Mm-hmm. I've got some incredible followers, an amazing community. You know, I'm a real girl's girl. I'm not one of these women that finds a great product and keeps it to myself because I want to look better than anybody else. I want to scream it from the rooftops. I want to tell everybody. I want to say, hey, this is great. You need to get this because you're going to love it. And that's why I'm so proud of everything that we have created because, you know, we have created what we want that we can't find out there. And with the skincare, for example, you know, I'm very proud of the skincare that we have created with Professor Augustinus Botter because it really works. And it's very difficult for beauty brands to be taken seriously in the skincare arena.
Sure, yeah. If they don't start out in skincare. Mm-hmm.
Right, and we have been because the product works and because people see a big difference in their skin. It has been proven that if you use our serum, you will notice a difference in the size of your pores and the fine lines around your eyes. You know, this has all been proven in the test results. The test results that we received were incredible. And we show all of this on our website as well. You know, we're very, very proud of the fact that what we have created works. You will notice a difference in your skin.
And you have sold me. I'm going to go back to my bathroom after this and crack it open. I have to tell you, you were very compelling. I am so impressed by what you've built, from the start of Spice Girls to your makeup, to your skincare, to your entire, you know, brand. Both you and Sarah are so inspiring. I know you are both so busy and I know we have to wrap it up, but I really want to make sure we get to our little quick lightning round, our Fat Mascara 5. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
just so grateful that you both made time for our show. Okay, ready?
So fun.
What beauty product do you first remember falling in love with? Sarah, do you want to start?
Maybelline Great Lash.
That's a classic. Victoria.
Oh my gosh. My first ever, oh gosh, you know what it was? It was a lipstick and it was called Twilight Teaser and it was Avon.
That's so
kid
perfect.
You not.
Twilight
it
Teaser.
It was kind of purpley.
I was going to say it had to be sort of violet.
It was ghastly. But I loved it. I loved it.
Twilight Teaser. I think we're all going to be searching on eBay after this.
Yeah, listen, I haven't always had good taste, let me tell you. That was a bit dodgy. But it was a journey.
It was, you know, when you said before, like, you know, the thing about ask if you ever cringe? I'm like, didn't we all did. We all had those moments. They were all a moment. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we all thought we looked amazing. And I'm sure, you know what? A lot of the things that you're talking about are actually really, like, quite popular right now. I'm like, look on TikTok. Okay.
Right. Do you know, it's actually making a bit of a comeback, that tone, because Nicola Peltz, who is engaged to my son, said to me the other day, she said, I've got this amazing lip gloss. Honestly, it looked like Twilight Teaser. I think it's making a comeback. I really think it's making a...
Stay tuned,
yeah,
Jess.
Yeah, she's a bit of a beauty icon.
Somebody showed me like something the other day, like an image like that's so cool. And it was like frosty highlighter, like in the inner corners and like on the brow bone. And I'm like, I did that in like 1994. And I was like, okay, that's not for me. Okay. What quality do you most admire in others?
Kindness.
I was going to say the same thing. It gets more important as you get older.
I like that. Okay, next one. If there was one rule that you wish everyone would follow, what would it be?
Listen more than you speak.
That's a good one. That is a good one.
That's what I would say.
And also, my parents always brought me up. They would always say to me, treat others how you would like to be treated yourself. And that was when I was little. Mm-hmm. That's very true. And be kind. Again, it's about being kind and being nice.
Thank you. I love that. What is the most played song on your favorites playlist right now?
Oh, I can tell you now because I live with lots of teenagers. Justin Bieber, Peaches. Let me tell you,
it's on everything.
Oh, it's heavy rotation in the Beckham household, let me tell you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I really vary. I listen to things all over the place. But you know who I love always when I need like a little pick-me-up? Yeah. It's Post Malone.
Okay.
That's very trendy,
I like
Sarah.
Yeah. I like that. You threw me a curveball.
Always love a little candy paint.
Oh, I love that.
I also love cars. Okay. I also love cars, so...
I have to say, that Bieber song even found itself on my workout playlist this morning because Harper, who likes to tweak Mummy's playlist when I'm in the gym, has added Peaches. So there I am, doing my butt workout, and the Bieber comes on. So we're big-time believers in our family.
And then last one, I like this one. If there were to be a movie made of your life, who would narrate it?
Oh,
that's a tough one.
Oh, who would narrate it? I mean, should we be realistic or should we dream?
Or in
our heads, who would it?
Okay. Either any way you want.
Who would narrate it? Okay. Cate Blanchett.
Nice.
Yeah. I'd go with Meryl Streep.
Ooh, both Oscars. Oscars everywhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I love Meryl Streep because she has a way of delivering a line. You know, she can be really genuine and warm, but she can also, I mean, let's not forget The Devil Wears Prada. I mean, she was so amazing.
She was so great.
She's always amazing.
And that's why I picked Cate Blanchett because Blue Jasmine... is honestly my favorite movie. Yeah. Do you know, I went to see that with Ken Paves, my best friend and my hairdresser, and Eva Longoria.
Oh,
we went to see that movie in London when it first came out. And when we left, Ken and Eva said, that is you. I was like, what do you mean that is me? They're like,
that's not nice.
You're like Blue Jasmine. I was like, you're meant to be my friend.
That's really and not then nice. We said,
but then Ken turned around to Eva and said, but you're the crazy sister, which was Eva. So that is me and Eva Longoria, those two characters.
So great.
Oh my God.
Are you going to the movies like undercover? Like, do you have to dress undercover, all of you? Are you all wearing like baseball hats and glasses?
What are you wearing?
If I'm going to the cinema, then I'll probably just, you know, because I'm quite small. People are often surprised that I'm quite, I wouldn't say short, I say vertically challenged.
You're quite petite.
Yes, just a good baseball cap on, little Reebok jumper and leggings, a little pair of Reebok trainers, and I can like zip around and no one even knows.
That's funny.
Yeah, but Kate Blanchett for sure. I love her. She's so fabulous. She's so chic.
I know she is.
She's such an icon, mm-hmm. beauty and fashion. She's a working mom. She's hilarious.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love your answers. I love your interview. Thank you both.
Thank you so much.
Jess. This was great. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed the show. It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com. We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Raise a Wand product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara. If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182. Thanks so much for listening.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.